A lot of times when we think about getting healthy, whether it's physically or mentally, we think of deprivation. We think of things that we need to cut out, things we need to say no to. And man, that kind of seems like a drag, doesn't it? But what if I told you that you could possibly, just maybe, lose weight, improve your mental health by not saying no, but saying yes to more things and treating yourself stinking well? Welcome to another episode of Happy Brain. My name is Heather Parody, and thank you for joining us as we explore the fun side to mental health by digging into the simple hacks and fun tips to make your mental health journey more enjoyable and your brain a little happier. Monica Reinagle is a licensed nutritionist and behavioral change coach. She is the co-host with Brock Armstrong of the Change Academy podcast. You remember when we had him on just a little while back? And it's also the co-founder of the Weightless program. Monica told me that in order to improve your mental health and actually lose weight and get healthy, we needed to say yes more often and treat ourselves super, super kind, super well, super good. But before we get started, if you have not downloaded the Upward app, what are you doing with your life? It's free and it matches you with an accountability partner to help you in your personal goals for this year. So whether it's drinking more water, meditating more, getting outside a little bit more, Upward will match you with an accountability partner who has the exact same goal, and y'all can chat back and forth with each other and make sure that you follow through on what you say you want to do. It's completely free and right now just for iOS users. It's down in the show notes. It will be coming to Android soon. Again, that is the Upward app. All right, let's get back to all this. I'm going to say yes more so I can lose weight. And I'm going to say yes more so I can be mentally stronger. That sounds nice, right? But if you're like me, like I said at the beginning, it makes zero sense because I've been told that progress comes through deprivation.
Let me see if I can bring you around to this point of view, because not only do I think that treating yourself better can create those results, I think that those results are much more likely to last for you. But you're exactly right, Heather. I think most of us think that losing weight is about training ourselves or forcing ourselves to go without things that we enjoy, to just get better at saying no, right? We think that's what the game is. But what if instead we learned how to be more selective, more intentional about the things that we say yes to? Because I believe that allows us to get so much more pleasure from the things that we do choose, but not at the expense of the results that we're trying to create.
Tell me when this became like a truth in your life, that you kind of decided that, hey, this is pleasurable, this isn't suffering.
Well, I'm a nutritionist, and so a lot of people come to me for advice about weight loss. And a lot of the people that I work with would tell me that they're just powerless to resist temptation. That's their challenge, right? So they walk into the kitchen, there's cookies on the counters, whoop, there's a cookie in their mouth. Or they go into a coworker's office and there's a bowl of candy. And before they even have a second thought, there's a piece of candy, you know, in their mouth. Or they're walking by a bakery and they're in there, you know, ordering something. And the problem is that these opportunities are everywhere all the time. You can't even check out from the Home Depot anymore without walking by a giant wall of candy. So if we're just going to impulsively say yes to every little thing that crosses our path, we're not only going to pay the price for that, probably in terms of unwanted consequences, because we're just going to be saying yes to too many things. But more importantly, I think we're really robbing ourselves of the opportunity to actually enjoy some things in our lives, because those things that we do just sort of impulsively and without much thought, they don't really stand out in our experience. They don't stand out in our memory. And in fact, often as soon as we've kind of unconsciously decided to say yes, our brain is already on to the next thing. It's scanning for that next opportunity. So our lives become full of little indulgences that are actually bringing us very little pleasure. So I acknowledge, I'm suggesting that there's kind of a paradox here, that the more you indulge, sometimes the less pleasure you get. And by being selective and intentional and attentive, you can get so much more pleasure out of your life.
What's the baby little micro step? Where do we start? If we believe you, we want to focus on this, but you know, we've been trained to maybe years and years and years of living one way, where do we start?
Well, I think first you have to kind of realize that you're making those choices, but then it can be just a matter of saying, instead of just saying like, oh, I should say no to this, you could say, you know what, I'm going to say no to this because I'm going to say yes to something else. Mm-hmm. So, because you know what, so much of our enjoyment of any treat, whether it's, you know, a dessert or a vacation, comes from the anticipation of it.
Truth.
So a couple of years ago, my sisters and I were planning a special event to celebrate my mom's 80th birthday. We were going to all fly in from all different corners of the country. We're going to rent a big house in the mountains, going to have a family thing. And we originally planned to make it a surprise for her. We were going to have my dad just say he was taking her away for the weekend. And then when they got there, surprise, we'd all be there. But then we realized that my mom would get so much more pleasure from this special event that we were planning if she knew it was going to happen and she was able to look forward to it. So we did tell her about 6 months ahead of time before this happened. And I'm so glad we did, because I think she got so much more enjoyment out of also having the anticipation of that. And I think it's the same even with just little things that we enjoy. So a glass of really nice wine that you're looking forward to enjoying at the end of the week is going to be much more meaningful than those two or three glasses of, I don't know, box wine that you're drinking every night after work without really thinking about it, without really paying attention to.
Yeah.
But having that something really special to look forward to makes it a little bit easier to exercise that restraint on the stuff that's not really that special. And I think it's the same with desserts or any food that you really enjoy, but maybe need to be enjoying a little bit less of. So it's not just about saying no, 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 no. It's about saying yes more thoughtfully.
I like that. Saying yes more thoughtfully. So I'm glad you brought up the whole nighttime thing. That's like my biggest struggle is nighttime. Like after the kids go to bed, I like something sweet before where I watch my Cobra Kai episode before bed. Okay. So that's Heather's routine. And that's so, and I've even thought to myself before, you're not hungry, but it's, I'm in this habit of eating like something sweet or something snacky before bed. And I'm like, just eliminating that one thing, I would love to see the results that I would get, even though it's something small. But again, that whole like suffering thing of like, I'm doing without, for some reason is implanted in my head. So with that example, how would you kind of use what you're teaching here to reframe my thoughts to I'm treating myself well by not snacking?
Right. Well, I think instead of just deciding, okay, from now on, no more evening treats, because you'll stick with that for a few days and then you're going to hit kind of deprivation fatigue and you'll be kind of right back where you started. But what if you decide, I'm going to save this up for something really that I'm really looking forward to. And it's going to be on Thursday, and maybe it's going to be on Monday because Monday's tough, right? And you have that in your head and you really think about, all right, what do I want it to be? Let me really make this worth it. And you pick it out and you have that to look forward to. And then when you get to that Tuesday, and it's time to exercise that habit of not having a sweet treat, you're able to say like, you know what, I'm just not going to have it tonight. I'm not going to have it tomorrow because I've got Thursday to look forward to. So you're basically just putting it in the bank. And I find that for me, saying, I'm going to do this, just not yet, is a lot easier than saying like, no, I can't ever do this again. I have to stop doing this. You know, I guess I'm bribable. And I think, you know, at some level we all are.
And this, to wrap it back to mental health, I love this because again, it's moving away from the lack into what we do have. And even if, you know, forget the physical benefits, which I'm sure are great, of these small little micro changes, but to the mental health benefits of, you know, reframing your thoughts of like life. It's a life-giving thought.
Well, and the key there is that when we make this a practice, when we do arrive at those things that we've chosen to enjoy, we are so much more present for them. We're really there for it. That's one of the reasons we get so much more pleasure out of it, is because we've made it special for ourselves. And it's just hard to make every little thing special. So part of it is just being in the moment when it happens. Instead of just beating ourselves up like, oh, I wasn't supposed to do this, or like, oh, here I go again, you know, in an endless string. It's an occasion. It's an event.
Make sure you connect with Monica at the Change Academy podcast. Her and Brock do an incredible job. They're solid, awesome people who truly care about your mental and physical health. Again, that is the Change Academy podcast, linked in the show notes, along with Monica's website, wayless.life. But before we go, Monica, anything else?
I wish people could understand that we cannot hate ourselves healthy, that we have to begin with self-love and self-care, and that everything else flows from that. That's not something that we withhold until we've achieved some goal or completed some challenge. That's what it starts with.
You cannot hate yourself to healthy. Let's all write that down and put that somewhere. Big thank you to Monica for coming on. Again, check out the links in the show notes to connect with her. And listen, y'all, whether it's changing how you feel by throwing your hand in the air, drinking coffee at 10:30 in the morning for more energy, or saying yes more often so you can lose weight and have a happy brain, we just hope you take a moment for it yourself today, my friends, and keep that brain of yours happy. Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.